Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
Jess, what is the year 2024?
The year of accountability.
Right, so why are we trying to be more accountable for ourselves?
I don't know. You just decided you wanted to be more accountable. I wasn't on board.
I just think last year we had a lot of ideas.
Yep.
And we were very like, let's do this, let's do that. And we would say it on the show.
And then it wouldn't happen.
Our strike rate would just be like, I'm going to say 1 out of 5.
Hey, we said we wanted to do a show on a Ferris wheel, and 4 months later, it happened.
Yeah, we absolutely did. But the year of accountability, we like to go, all right, if one of us is doing something or saying something, the other person, and vice versa, whatever, will keep that person accountable.
Sure.
I just need to tick this off so we can move on with the show. Do you have a problem with running your mouth at the moment?
Potentially.
Do you have a bit of a reoccurring incident in your life where you... No, don't interrupt me.
I'm not trying to ruin small businesses. I just happen to be doing
so. Have you had 2 complaints from 2 small businesses?
Yes.
Locally. Okay.
Not complaints per se.
So late last week, you talked about how you saw a crime in a cafe.
Yeah.
About how in an iced coffee, they should put it in a plastic cup. And there was like a takeaway stand of what you would get for a coffee.
You're supposed to have your takeaway.
Supposed. Interesting. So this small business owner, wasn't correct.
They reached out to me over Instagram, which was lovely. Mm-hmm. And
essentially, they begged for your, what am I to do, Jess? What cup do you want?
They just said, here are all the cup options. Please pick one.
Okay. And we thought that, hey, maybe if you didn't complain
about
a small local business, maybe they wouldn't have felt the pressure to apologise to you.
It's true. But they also would have kept committing this crime. Okay. So really, I'm helping small businesses, you know?
Yesterday, what can only be described as you went on a foul rant about some dental work that you got done and how much it hurt, and you said you didn't want to name the business because you had to pay full price and all these things.
I also didn't want to name the business because I wasn't talking very flatteringly about them.
It's not about the business. It's about
the procedure.
No matter what dentist you go to, sometimes it's going to hurt.
Yes.
Like that's part of the parcel.
I had teeth whitening done and I went back to said dentist today to reschedule my second session because I didn't want to do it on a work day.
Because I advise you, I said, don't do it on a day where you need to speak for work.
Yeah.
And you didn't listen.
Yeah, I didn't listen and it was horrible. And they said... I didn't even get one footstep into the actual dentist place before they were apologising immensely to me and saying how they heard my tragedy on the radio because I was complaining about the agony that I was in. I didn't oversell it. It was agony. But apparently they had a couple of clients come into them this morning and say that they heard some girl talking about it on the radio and they nearly cancelled their appointment.
So they almost lost business because of you.
They didn't, though. They came in and they were fine. Some people are okay, apparently. It's just me that suffers.
What is wrong with you?
I need to stop talking about small businesses.
Why are you running your mouth? Why are you
so
entitled to the correct cup and non-pain dental procedures? Like, what level of human do you think you are?
Paid full price, Tim, for both the dental procedure and the coffee. I'll have you know.
All hail the charitable woman that is Jess, paying full price for things.
Actually,
that you meant
sorry, I didn't pay for my coffee. My brother paid for my coffee. So. But it was paid in full.
Why do you think you're above feeling pain from the dentist?
I don't feel like I'm above feeling pain. I, unlike others, have a platform to talk about it. And unfortunately, it turns out people listen to our show. Who knew?
So what I'm going to suggest, to keep accountable, now when you come to me before the show and you say, Timmy, I've got something to talk about on the show, I want you to tell me now. I want a heads up because I'm worried. How many, 2 business apologies directly to you in a week?
Yeah.
It's too many.
Okay. Well, what I want to talk about before 4 o'clock is probably going to have to leave the show as well.
Okay. Well, do better. Be better. Speak less. Tim and Jess driving your home on KRL.
I'm trying to silence a woman. Here
honestly,
he goes again.
This woman, yes.
This is Tim and Jess.
My wedding is 18 days away, which seems far too soon, to be honest.
Right. Some people would just say less than 3 weeks. But sure, I guess we can go. How many hours while we're having the chat?
It might even be 17. Anyway, it's close. And it's gotten to the point where my fiancé turned to me last night and he went, ooh, we're getting married. And I was like, you've just realized. Yeah. You know, you asked me surely 9 months ago, right?
Surely he's looked at the bank account and thought, well, right? If we're not getting married, we're getting robbed. Something's wrong here.
It's like it just occurred to him. So yeah. We were talking about the wedding.
Oh, there is a moment where it gets real.
Yeah.
In the lead up to the wedding.
Yeah, we were talking about like our vows and how the ceremony is going to look. You know,
how are the vows coming, by the way?
They are coming along.
Wow.
They are coming along.
I did mine the day of.
Really?
Yeah, I just wrote some. I wrote notes over the space of like.
Yeah, I'm still in note stage.
Yeah,
I haven't made them into proper vows.
Yeah, you're totally getting married. You're in the exact same situation.
But we got to talking about the first kiss as husband and wife. Mm-hmm. And I said to Akshay, all right, plant one on me.
He was like, before the day?
show me what you got. Show me what we're working with here. Right. And he gave me just like a quick peck. No, sir.
It's one of those things where there are family around and they're all sitting looking at you about to mac on.
Yeah. And he was like, we can't just like full make out. I said, but we have to hold it at least.
For
like
for the
10
photo.
Seconds.
For the photo. Well, 10 seconds. Whoa, that is so much longer than what you think it is, mate.
Yeah, well, this is what
10 seconds
said.
I could go and get a glass of water and come back at this point. I think 10 seconds, from memory, my wife and I, obviously there was no tongue.
Yeah.
Because I don't.
No
like,
tongue.
I don't think people want to see, like if I see a millimetre of your tongue
out
the side.
It feels weird that our first kiss as husband and wife, there's going to be no tongues involved.
That just paints an ugly, wet picture. What?
But I said to him, all right, let's settle this once and for all. I'll set my camera up and let's just kiss a few times in front of the camera because I don't want it to look back on this moment, right. This beautiful moment between us and go, oh, why did I do that? Why did I put my hand there? Or why did you put your hand there?
Like, camera.
Where do we put our hands?
Okay. Advice for someone who's done a kiss that's been filmed.
Yeah. You got married.
Yeah. Sorry, that's what I call it. So hand on camera side.
Yeah.
Down. Highest it will go is the waist.
Okay.
Of either partner. Second hand, really, you could be flipping the bird if you wanted to. On non-camera side, no one's going to see that hand. I'm going to use my hand now as a reference point.
Here we go.
I'll kiss my hand for you.
Ooh.
So, and remember, like, you've got the, like, it's kiss.
Yep.
Just take note of no tongue.
Okay.
And like you'll smile again for the couple of seconds for the photos.
Oh, so you smile while you're kissing.
Yeah, so I'll be like.
Okay. Oh.
And you go back for a second dib.
Yuck.
It won't be your hand. It'll be your fiance's face.
Fair enough.
Your husband's face.
Well, I thought on 52232955. Any advice for the first kiss? Is this something you're going through at the moment with your partner? Or maybe you've just had your wedding?
Because, you're an adult. You know how to kiss.
Yes.
What I would say
is... But it feels really weird to do it in front of other people. Like, I'm never on display kissing in front of other people.
I don't know. Sometimes your PDA and you are good mates. So I've seen the amount of times I've seen you and your fiancé kiss makes me uncomfortable. I would say, do we rule out tongue? Is it tongue, yes or no? That's what I want to...
Well, because I want just a little bit of tongue. Like real subtle, you know, like classy tongue.
There's no such thing. 52232955. Can you use tongue for your first kiss? Kirby in Bremley.
Definitely not, but I do have a really good idea for you, Jess.
Okay.
It's going to take a little bit of practice, just so it looks flawless on the day. But I did kiss.
A dip kiss. I have been trying to get... Because we do a dip kiss in our first dance, Kirby. So
you
I
don't
feel like
you don't want to burn through that
just,
early.
We can whip it out.
That ties it together perfectly then.
But your first kiss is going to
really
be
classic thing.
Before your first dance. I feel like it'll take away the wow factor in the first dance.
Do you
dance.
Think so?
Like,
I'll
keep a separate moment. You stop it, Kirby. You stop it. Hang up on Kirby. Tell me what to do. I don't want you to... Because, like, remember, spread out those incredible moments.
Yeah. I'm also, I have a really long veil on, so I'm worried he's going to turn to dip me and just, like, yank my head
back.
Yeah,
like a dog on a leash.
Yes.
Not good. And then you
exactly
get
that. Exactly right.
You don't want that. Sean and Leopold, it's giving us a call. Can you use a bit of tongue on your first kiss on your wedding day?
I would kiss how you kiss normally.
Jess doesn't do anything normally, Sean.
Okay, wow.
No, you don't want to stress yourself out by thinking, oh, should I use tongue? And then all these videos, and then you get it wrong. Like, just kiss how you would just normally kiss.
So don't lick his face.
if that's what you want, like, you know his family well and all that, like, it's, yeah.
His family are a little conservative, Sean, right, I would say. Yes.
In that case, I wouldn't use tongue, maybe just a little bit.
Sean, you got to remember, everything you're suggesting, I will have to experience firsthand. Up close and personal at Jess's wedding. So what you're saying right now is I'm reaping the, not the rewards, what's the opposite of reward? I'm
reaping.
Hey, yeah. Jess, I don't want to say whatever floats your boat because your boat is disgusting.
I think this has solved nothing for me, yeah, Tim, right. And we're going to have to film our first kiss. This is what's going to happen.
Compromise, a firm but assertive handshake.
Put her there.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
Stumbling in to the studio is Will from the newsroom. Will, ooh. I really didn't like that, Will. Good afternoon.
No, I liked it. I tend to stumble. That's probably the most accurate one you've given. I'm a stumbler.
Well, sometimes I'll say, like, you kicked in the door.
You backflipped.
Backflipped away, tiptoed in, gave us the double birds. I feel like, again, they're all true.
All of them are very true.
Now, but you have stumbled in today to test our news knowledge.
Metricon. Visit their two display homes at Armstrong Estate, Mount Dunedin. Tim and Jess.
K-Rock. Have you been paying attention? But on the radio.
Let's find out. Will from the newsroom brings us three news stories every single weekday. He leaves out some key elements. Tim, it's our job to fill in the blanks.
There's been a new way of treating blood clots and strokes that has been revealed. Which vegetable has been said to help prevent these issues?
Is it carrots? Because, you know, carrots are... To help you with the eyesight, help with the blood flow.
No.
Okay.
Can you give
nice
us
justification?
I know we don't.
It's green.
It's green.
Oh, okay. Well, that would have been handy information.
A zucchini?
No.
Broccoli.
Yes.
Hey.
Broccoli also makes you fart.
Does it?
Yeah. Upsets
Maybe
the
that
tummy.
Has something to do. With
I
it.
Thought you were thinking. You might be thinking of Brussels sprouts.
They do it too.
Fair enough.
I'll give it to me.
Well done. Well done. So apparently the broccoli contains a chemical that can triple the effectiveness of the most common blood clot drug.
Wow. Isn't it?
I don't know if it's just like, you know, how cooking has changed, but growing up, broccoli was one of the big untasty vegetables in our family. It was like, broccoli. But I feel like
maybe it's just the way your mum and dad cooked it.
Plain steamed. Yes, I didn't like that. But now broccoli is like...
I love broccoli.
Top 10, top two, I would say, for the veggies.
Broccolini.
Yeah. Broccolini.
Broccolini. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Have you seen cauliflower-lini? Cola-lini?
No.
They've made it now. Okay. They have.
You've been buzzed out. Sorry.
Okay, fair enough.
Boyzone's Shane Lynch has slammed Taylor Swift in her performance during the Eras tour. Can you tell me what's got him so upset?
That he remembers that he was in Boyzone.
That he didn't make as much money as her being in Boyzone?
It's probably all correct. But apparently he thinks Taylor Swift has been performing satanic rituals.
Ooh. What?
During her Eras tour.
Oh, is this because of the one dance?
Well, you know better than me, but apparently there's one that she comes out wearing a cape.
Yeah, so her and her dancers are all wearing, like, cloaks, essentially.
Yeah, and candles
and
or
people
something.
Were making jokes that, like, this is, you know, it looks like the Dark Wizards waiting for Harry to come to the Chamber of Secrets.
But what's your favourite Boyzone song? Because I've got a couple here that we can play if no one's ever heard Boyzone. I've got Love Will Save the Day. I've got No Matter What.
Oh, No Matter What.
No Matter What. I'm trying to remember what that classic. Sounds like. So let's have a quick listen here.
No matter what they tell you.
I've never heard this in my life.
Are you joking?
I don't think that's... It's not funny if I am.
My first boyfriend used to sing this song to me.
Oh.
Is that why he's no longer
Yeah, that's
the boyfriend?
Why he's no longer the boyfriend.
Okay, wow. Disgusting. Interesting.
And West Coast legend Peter Sumich has quit the West Australian newspaper after being refused to publish a negative article about which Eagles player.
Oh, I couldn't name a single Eagles player for you.
Oh, okay. Can this be a game in itself? Just name one current West Coast player.
Nick Nat Nui?
Retired last year.
Damn it.
I was going to say...
Ben Cousins?
Okay. Peter Sumich. I assume it would be about... Harley Reid?
Yes.
Yeah.
He was my next guess. Damn it.
Why is Harley Reid such a big name at West Coast at the moment?
Is he the reason they can't seem to win?
No.
He hasn't even played a game for them yet. Jesse was the number one draft pick last year. Why doesn't he want to write about him?
No, well, so there's this big thing. The West Australian newspaper, almost every single day, the back page is saying, how good's Harley Reid? He's the saviour of West Coast, blah, blah, blah. And putting a lot of pressure on him. And Peter Simic wanted to write an article about that and how Harley Reid mightn't live up to the hype. Oh. And the West Australian said, nah, we're not going to talk crap about Harley Reid. And Peter Simic said, well, stuff is.
As a journalist, you must be offended by that. Like, where's the journalistic integrity, Will?
I guess so, yeah.
Because otherwise the news in sport would just be about the Western Bulldogs.
Yeah, how do you feel like having to, like, you know, report on Western Bulldogs losing so often?
Sometimes I do it with passion because it fills me with rage.
West Coast, West Coast lost this weekend only by a goal. You know, that's how you do it. Yeah. So at least you've got the integrity there, Will.
Thank you, yeah.
Yes, Will. Appreciate it. Yes. And we also, I'm with Peter Simic. I hate Harley Reid.
This is Tim and Jess.
Yesterday, Jess, we were just chatting because you're obsessed with my six-month-old son, Jack.
I just love him. He's beautiful.
You just keep asking all these questions like, how is he? What's he doing? Oh, my God.
Show me more pictures.
I wish you asked those questions about me.
I feel like you have this thing about you, Tim, where you go, no one wants to see my son. No one cares. I'm not gonna bombard people with photos and videos.
You don't want to live in fear of being the person that's like, your personality is I have a child.
But I love seeing them. Right. So I'm always going
to
ask.
And all that, because a few months ago you made the horrendous decision to give my son the nickname Donald Trump, which I thought, how
dare you? Was
that
better or worse than Yugoslavia Bulge?
I preferred the made up Russian name. When you said his hair looked like Donald Trump, and then when another person confirmed that...
Was it a lie?
A lot of people...
In the wind, it was like...
Yes. It does... When his baby hair was a little bit longer on the top and the other ones fell out, it did look like Donald Trump's hair blowing in the wind. And because we've never cut his hair, it's just gotten longer and longer. But his other hair's grown back. But it's just on the top.
Yeah.
It's so long. His hair is longer than his head.
Is he starting to look like Beaker from The Muppets?
Yeah, like you could. Sometimes I just like... When he's in the bath, when it's all wet, I'll turn it into like a massive alfalfa, like a punk rock mohawk or something. And I was saying I want to cut it, but my wife is like, no, no, no. Like, we'll let his hair get really long and then we'll get a first haircut.
Yeah.
And then you said, well, would you keep the hair? And I was like, well, I don't really want to keep the hair.
My mum kept our hair. Every one of us. Every single one of us. We've got it wrapped in like Glad Wrap in our baby book from our first haircut. It's like a little piece of hair. I'm pretty sure she's also got our baby teeth. Oh. She's She just kept, I think the tooth fairy left some of the baby teeth behind.
That can't sit well.
Oh, right? I can't. It's very strange. Like, she's got a box of... The worst part is she hasn't, like, labelled them. She's just got a box of teeth. And it's like my brother's, my sister's, and mine just all mixed together.
That's like Texas Chainsaw Massacre stuff, Jess. Can I just say, like, this is just so telling of you and your siblings and how you grew up. And then you asked... a foul, hideous question today because we were still talking about it in the office. And you asked me if I kept my son's umbilical cord.
Well, because some people do. I don't know that my mum kept ours, but some people
do. It's rattling around the box with the tea. I know I'm probably like offending some people. I just wouldn't have no understanding of why you'd want to keep that. I didn't realise
It's your child.
I didn't understand until maybe the week before my son was born that what they cut the umbilical cord and then they clamp it with this thing and then... After a couple of weeks...
When did it fall off?
I knew exactly where it was. I was in the hallway and I was carrying him and I went, oh, no, 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 no. And then it came off because it happens when you're like drying them after a bath or doing something and like the friction there or like the nappy rubbing against it.
Yeah.
And it happened and I took it into... I took it into my... She was sitting in the study and I took it in. Yeah. I was like, well, this has come off, hasn't it now?
Let's keep it in the baby book. No. Quick, press it like a flower. Dry it out.
I put it in the garden waste bin.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it didn't seem like landfill was a place for it to go. I was like, surely this will degrade further.
52232955. Have you kept anything from your baby?
Like your kids?
Hair, teeth, umbilical cords.
Someone said fingernails in the office.
Oh,
like the first time they like...
No one's keeping fingernails.
Nasty.
Have you kept fingernails?
No, they're so small. Like, honestly, like with the little clippers that you have, or some, there's like different ways you can do it. They're so small, they just disappear into thin air. They go, where'd that go? We just cut all 10 fingers and there's no residue left over. It's very, very, I don't know.
Maybe it was like a real 80s, 90s thing because like my mum was like right into it, but she's also crazy.
I understand the hair better than the teeth and the umbilical cord. It's just a bit body for me.
It's
Just a bit of human bone and skin organ.
5223 2955. Have you kept anything from your baby? David from Lovely Banks has given us a call. Now, David, your wife has kept a lot of things from your children. Is that correct?
Yes, she was. She's now my ex-wife, still a beautiful woman. But, yeah, she kept absolutely everything. We had him circumcised, and she kept that also.
Right.
Yeah, that's all I got. I was going to throw it out too, but
I didn't know.
I have so many questions.
There was a take home option.
David, how old is was your when where when did this happen? What year are we talking?
Oh, geez, I'm in the 90s.
Right. 90s.
Oh, because okay. I know it's way less popular. Well, not 90 popular.
90 years ago, my wife kept everything, absolutely everything. I shaved his head because he was getting too hot. I threw it all out in the bin. She came home, was horrified, and she grabbed the hair out of the bin as well.
Oh, my God, David.
I mean, I understand, like, they're the life that you've created. And
yeah.
Bin diving.
Where, is it in a jar or like a...
In the book.
In the book. Just next... Yep. Next to the umbilical cord, is that?
Right.
Yeah, that's all there.
Cindy's given us a call, Tim, from Geelong. Cindy, you kept everything from your child.
Yes.
Yeah.
What have you kept, Cindy?
I framed her thing from when I had her. So it's got the official doctor's pregnancy test, which I've got the original one that I took. Yep. I've framed her hair with a little hair clip, her... ultrasound photo, her first dummy, her umbilical peg, her tooth, her card. I've done a lot, sorry.
So it's all in, like, I'm imagining some sort of, like, shadow box, Cindy. Is it all, like, framed together?
Yes.
Oh, I assumed, I thought this was a hallway situation. Like, it's like, let's walk down the journey of Samantha.
No. It's all together in one frame.
It's all, like, Cindy, genuinely, without being disrespectful, it's like shrine. Uh-huh. It's like shrine level of worship.
Yeah.
I respect.
You must
it. I respect
love your
the hustle.
Child a lot.
I understand it. It's just. Yeah. I guess it's each for their own. But what's the strangest thing you think you've kept
from her?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it's strange, but
sorry, the most peculiar.
No, just what I would say was normal stuff. Just her hair and her teeth and
Her teeth in the box as well.
Yeah, little molars in the box with the umbilical cord. peg. I haven't got her cord.
Oh, I've not the cord. Peg, okay.
Yeah.
I haven't got the cord. I'm not that weird.
Weird to be throwing shade, Cindy, if I'm being completely honest with you. No, I respect the hustle.
And how old is your daughter now, Cindy?
24.
when you bring it out at Christmas, how does that go down for you?
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Hey, Cindy, as we said, respect the hustle. Queen, get it. Get after it, girl.
Tim and Jess, the podcast.
Yesterday on the show, I think this is one word. It could be two. I'm pretty sure it's two. Was uttered on the show. I hadn't thought about this object in 10 to 15 years.
Okay.
I don't know how, but yesterday I said waterbed.
Waterbed, yes.
Right. I don't know why we were talking about waterbeds. But
I said that I aired out my mattress.
Oh, right. That's right. Okay. And that it would be quite tricky to air out a waterbed. Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
You were picturing me just flinging.
Like a full queen-size mattress off the side, like full Italian grandmother style, hitting it with a wooden spoon. That's what I saw. But then the waterbed, my brain was playing pictures of you trying to hold a waterbed. And I was like, that would be hideous for Jess. I don't think she'd get through it. And now I've been thinking about waterbeds for about 24 hours because they were all the rage in the 90s and 2000s, right?
Oh, I feel like even earlier. I feel like the 80s, it was a big, big for waterbeds.
Do you have a waterbed in your life?
Oh, I never had one. My dad had one growing
Christos.
Up, he said. He said it's really great until you forget to put the heater on and then you're sleeping on like just
cold water.
Cold water.
Right.
Very chilly.
So I'm going to keep this relatively simple. Call now. On 5223 2955. If you still use a waterbed.
Where would anyone even buy a waterbed from? I've never even seen one for sale.
Well, that's the thing. Because I'm the logistics of the waterbed. Obviously,
Mr. Waterbed. It's a company.
Because I imagine it's just, it's obviously like any other thing you fill up with water. They're not going to send it to you with water. But then, like, are you bringing your gardening hose in to fill this
yeah,
up?
Yeah, and do you, like, have to empty it and
how do you get
refill
it, out of the,
it?
How do you get it out of the bedroom?
Because surely you're not just leaving the stale water in there. Does it matter if it's stale?
Stale.
Does it get moldy, though?
You're not drinking it. And if it's completely full, mold can't really form. And if there's no bacteria in there, it's like its own
Maybe
little...
you put some weird, like, tablets in or something.
It's not your dad's spa, Jess. I can't stress this enough. But I would just take, if one person calls and says they still use or know somebody with a waterbed, I'd be wrapped to have that conversation.
Yeah.
Because, again, I had a family friend. We would, like, you know how, like, maybe you didn't do after school care? So, like, I was part of it. On Tuesday nights, we had some family friends come to our house. And on Wednesday nights, we would go to my cousins. And on Thursdays,
sure.
we would go to our family friends. So it was like someone's looking after the kids at all the time after they finished primary school. And the Mulettas. The Mulettas had a waterbed.
Oh,
and it was like...
As a kid, that's the dream.
Could not go into the room with the waterbed. No jumping on the waterbed.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. Kids, do whatever you want. Go and play in a fire for all I care. Don't go near
the waterbed.
Yeah. Please call. If you have or have
had. I don't think anyone has a waterbed.
If you ever owned one, just tell us about the upkeep, the maintenance, the arrival, the delivery, the getting rid of it, the pops. You live in fear of, that's a lot of water to go into.
You do live in fear of a pop.
It would ruin your floor, right?
Yeah. For sure.
If you've ever had a waterbed, 52232955. I guarantee you go in the running to be potentially inducted into the Caller Hall of Fame on Friday, thanks to the Sporting Globe, where $100 to the Sporting Globe will be awarded to the best caller of the week, essentially. 52232955. Waterbeds. Let's chat. We'd just love to know how it all operates, because obviously you've got to fill it as much as you can without it bursting, because otherwise it'll be too bloopy. But then how do you get the waterbed out?
I was reminded, Tim, by Sam from Cario that they actually call it a bladder.
Ooh, Sam, that can't be right.
Yes, it is right. My mum and dad had one when I was a kid. And it was actually the best thing to sleep on. But if you slept on your own in it, you had to sleep in the middle.
Right,
that makes sense. Because you couldn't sleep on either side on your own. to maintain it, you did have to empty it every so often, and you just get the garden hose through the house and you would empty it that way.
Stunning. Sam,
that's crazy.
Did you have, like, friends that would, like, say, I want to come over and see the waterbed?
Oh, yeah. Well, if friends come over for a sleepover, I would, we'd watch TV in my mum's room and that before they'd go to bed, so we could have, fun just wobbling around and being idiots, really.
That's so cool. So, Sam, when you would lie on it, could you ever lie perfectly still, or are you always kind of, like, on a wave?
Well, when you first get on it, it's about balancing yourself, really. once you were settled, you just stay still.
Once the ocean sees it calm down, you're absolutely perfectly fine. Well, thank you very much, Sam. Sue from Clifton Springs, you had a waterbed 20 years ago.
I did.
Your Honour. Tell us. Was it actually decent, or was it more inconvenient than what you were hoping?
What made you go one day, we need a waterbed?
It was actually my sister bought the waterbed, and I inherited it from her.
Oh.
When she moved out of home, and I was like, yeah, I'm having the waterbed. And it was great when I slept on my own, and yes, in the middle of the bed. But when I moved out with a partner, we couldn't sleep on it because he was heavier than I, and it was not
rock. Now, so it would, like, rock you back and forth?
Now, Sue, you don't have to answer this question.
Oh, here we go.
With some adult alone time.
Oh, Tim.
Surely the waterbed's not a good... what I'm asking, right?
I can't believe you're asking this question.
Like, everyone's thinking it. Like, was it something where you go, well, we'll have to go to the spare room. Like, this is to a regular mattress.
That's actually perfect for that.
Okay, so TMI. Wow.
I want to tell you. There is a tablet. You do put a tablet in the water.
A spa.
There you go.
Good ship from there.
Got to keep that bladder clean, Tim.
All right. There we go. So
that's right.
Appreciate the insight to the waterbed world. That is eye-opening. Maybe we need to get a waterbed in the studio. Maybe we can give away...
A waterbed?
Okay, I'm talking out loud. Yeah. I need to calm down.
No, Tim. I'll just send an email to Mr. Waterbed.
Give away a waterbed on the show.
Goodbye. Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.